King Philip II of Spain is the source of inspiration for the current name of the Philippines. But did you know that the Philippines was the source of inspiration to extend the namesake to Spain's American colonies, creating a new Philippines that would later become Texas? Keep listening to get more of the backstory behind this fascinating tale of paying homage to Spain's king from the 1500s.
Now.
Like many European nations and kingdoms, Spain sought to extend its reach and influence around the globe, establishing colonies throughout the Americas, much under the aegis of New Spain, as well as in the western Pacific Ocean, where some 7,600 islands were christened the Philippines, in honor of King Philip II of Spain. Manila, the capital, was considered one of Spain's shining gems in its global colonies, so much that a push was made in the American Spanish colonies to name a little area in the middle southwest of the North American continent, New Philippines. Back in the 1700s, prior to the creation of the USA, the Texas we know today was part of New Spain. In fact, local authorities in that province frequently referred to the area as Nuevas Filipinas, New Philippines, and Nuevo Reino de Filipinas, or New Kingdom of the Philippines. The locals were so enamored by the Philippines that they hoped their colony would emulate its success. At the time, the area was only about half of what Texas is today. The name Nueva Philippines, or New Philippines, appears in numerous historical documents, first showing up in a 1718 document to the local governor, a man whose address was Governor and Lieutenant Captain General of the provinces of Coahuila, New Kingdom of the Philippines, Province of Texas. Local Franciscan friars were key advocates to apply the New Philippines name to the entire area, hoping to eventually usurp the name Texas. But local fights for independence and self-government pushed the battle of the names onto the back burner, and eventually created new countries that slowly chipped away at the tremendous landmass that comprised New Spain. One such country was the newly formed United Mexican States, which included Coahuila and Texas in its ranks. This version of Mexico would be replaced by another just a few years later. Texas emerged as its own independent republic, and later, of course, entered the United States of America in 1845. Meanwhile, the name Texas was the clear winner as the namesake, relegating the name New Philippines and the state's unusual connection to Spain's King Philip II and an Asian archipelago to the annals of history. Despite the desire among Franciscan monks to pay homage to what they felt was Spain's shining example of colonizing Asian territories, today it is difficult to think of Texas as anything but the Lone Star State, whose name means friend in the local Native American dialect. I think it works a lot better than New Philippines. On a side note, the name Philippines itself is currently under question by a number of authorities in that country, including the president himself, who point out that it might be high time to consider having a name that reflects the local people, language, and culture, instead of one that pays homage to a Spanish king from the 1500s. Visit StephenChristiansen.ca for more episodes of Before, Behind, and Between. This podcast is available on all streaming apps and podcast platforms, including Anchor, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I'm Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Production of Stephen Christiansen. Podcast complete.